USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The $600 a week bonus payments made to some Americans laid off during the coronavirus pandemic will end as planned in July. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A historic win for the LGBT community and a defeat for the Trump administration. By a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruled with the four liberals in the majority. And the court also rejected the Trump administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A march on Georgia, sponsored by the NAACP, is taking place in Atlanta after the police shooting of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed by police Friday after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks, when confronted by the police, stole an officer's taser and was running from the police and pointing the taser back at the police. The Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office is ruling Brooks' death a homicide. Protests over the murder of George Floyd have gone international. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the latest from the United Kingdom.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in record numbers are sweeping through the United States. A few of the states seeing the most increases in positive tests include Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Regarding more cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds everyone,
this is still the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic as it pertains here to the United States. Yes, it all started out in the Northeast where we had a drastic rise of cases, but now we're seeing that initial wave hit other states as well. We're still a little over 20,000 new cases a day, and that number has been pretty steady since the end of March. So although in the Northeast we're seeing a drastically reduced amount of new cases, throughout the country, that's where you're starting to see the rise again. So this is really their initial rise, and it's not so confusing as to why. Think about in March. It was very cold here in the Northeast. We were all bundled inside. We're all congregated in the same spaces. Now, as Janice mentioned, with the rain in the Carolinas and the sweltering heats and the Southwest, people are indoors to save from the weather. So, of course, we're going to start continuing to see increasing cases throughout these states, especially as we're relaxing social distancing and stay-at-home orders.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, a ranking member of the House Judiciary and House Oversight Committee, is asking the federal government to investigate the Chinese Communist Party's use of the U.S. visa program that helps members gain entry into the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.